Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talk about it, they talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it. Hood Talk Radio.
Man, it's the Torah.
What's up with you out there in radio land? It's your boy, Emax the Image, man. And we watching some alien, otherworldly type shit right here on the Scientific Channel. If you got cable, you can tune in and shit. This is the type of shit we own. But, of course, tonight it's all about your mindset, man. 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in and join us. Before we get into the conversation, we're going to play a song for you. Some chocolate cake. Feel love. We'll be right back. Initiative. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what that means. If you don't, And all you got to do is take those two words and define them both. And you'll get an understanding on what I'm talking about. But I'm going to try my best to break it down as much as I possibly can. Because it's really just the condition or the state of your mind. You know what I'm saying? The ability of you to make wiser and better decisions with anything that you choose to make a decision about. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to your life and your progress and doing some things different than you always done. You know, we always heard that saying that, you know what I'm saying, doing the same thing over and over and over again, looking for a different outcome, is defined as being insane. How can you generalize that shit like that? Because what if you ain't looking for a different outcome? And you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. That just might work for you. Because you know what they used to say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So in some cases, doing some shit over and over again ain't necessarily insanity. It's when you ain't making no progress at what you keep trying and what you keep doing. You know, sometimes people will mask the same invention, give it a different name, and think it's going to do better than the same invention under a different name at another time. It don't work out like that. You know what I'm saying? You like playing with fire, but you don't like to be burned. Don't you think it's time to stop playing with fire?
Mm-hmm.
I think so, too. That's right. You know what it is. That's the name of Hood Talk Radio. If you ain't smoking on nothing, whether it be a mild or a cigarette, a little bit of weed. Speaking of weed, let me tell y'all something. Out in Washington, D.C., the governor has introduced a bill that's going to legalize marijuana out there. Now, there's some stipulations to that shit. You can have up to 2 ounces, you know what I'm saying, and they ain't going to arrest you. But you still got to go and face the judge, to, you know, so they can understand that you ain't selling the shit. That was your personal shit, okay? Now, you will be arrested, and also New York. They came with the same little policy. But the difference is in New York, if you get caught smoking it, then they'll arrest you. You just got it. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they're going to take it from you. They're going to give you a ticket. Well, at least, you know, that's what they say on the outer set. Because right now, the 51 states ain't jumped on board with it. They were talking about the shit here in Ohio, but it was for medicinal purposes only, not recreational. Now, out there in Washington, they want to do and use it as recreational, but get this. An ounce of that fire going to cost you $350 out there. You know what I'm saying? And Roland Martin asked the governor, well, why the hell you want to charge $350 an ounce and shit? And this motherfucker said, because those are street prices. And I'm like, damn, that shit must be fucking Fukushima. My one dude said, that shit better glow in the dark for $350 an ounce. Andy B said it must just be some kush. Well, if somebody out there been to Colorado, now I know they got the shit posted on YouTube, you know what I'm saying, different prices of the weed and shit out there in Colorado, but there's so much type of weed out there. And here's a thought. You think some of that shit coming here from Canada? Oh my God. If them motherfuckers in Colorado got some weed coming in from Canada, oh my goodness. It's a wonder they're trying to contain that shit in one place. But there's so many motherfuckers that smoke weed in this country, man, in the world, period. And, you know, they're going to figure out a way, just like they figured out a way to you know, sell alcohol, they're going to figure out a way to sell weed. You don't have the same issues. You don't have people driving down the street high to motherfucker. You know, like they do now. And that shit don't stop nothing. The only thing that's gonna stop is the motherfucker that go to the store during the day and buy him some weed. And when the store closes and everybody know, now if you gotta buy an ounce, so $350 motherfucking dollars, and granted it might be some fun. How much you think you gonna sell a sack for in the middle of the night? You think that's gonna deter crime? No. Cause when a motherfucker wants some weed at 3 o'clock in the morning, he know you got a couple ounces and the state store don't open at 6 or 8, whatever time it opens. You setting yourself up. Because there's still illegal weed sales, and a motherfucker will kick your door in for some weed. They may not kick your door in for a bottle of liquor, but they'll kick your door in for some weed. So even if they don't want, everybody ain't going to want to wait until the damn state store open up or the weed store open up to go buy them some weed. Especially on the weekends, they're going to have a 24-hour spot. The dope dealers are going to undercut the price. Because you know how many motherfuckers under 21 still smoke weed? Shit, under 21, you know how many niggas under 18 smoke weed? So they're going to have somebody go buy the shit for them any motherfucking way and sell it to their other underage friends. You know, I hate to put the shit out there, but I mean, let's be realistic about it. It ain't really going to stop nothing. They call themselves trying to stop the motherfuckers that don't want to pay taxes on the shit. You started paying taxes. What about the motherfuckers that run the after hour joint? You're gonna have it. The sweet thing about it is the motherfucker gonna come to the after hour joint and drink and smoke all night, and then when the prices go down, the closer it gets to the motherfucking steak store time, the prices is gonna go down. So, I mean, come on. You have some crafty businessmen out here in the street trade, man. You guys got to understand, Mr. Politicians and government or whoever you are, that you got to do more than put a price tag on a bag of weed. You know what I'm saying? If you think for a minute that's going to curb people from wanting to smoke it because it's going to be readily available, you ain't got to worry about going to jail for it and all of this and all of that shit, motherfuckers is going to indulge. Just like with alcohol. You know? It ain't gonna be no fucking different then. Let me go into the state store on a Friday night. I got my paycheck. I done busted down. And here I am, Gary, going to the state store, buy me a bottle and a bag. And I'm gonna get some fire. Excuse me. They gonna cut the Reggie man out. The Reggie man gonna fall to the wayside. But the Kush man gonna have a problem. Especially if he re-up when they legalize the shit. He gonna have a problem. You know what I'm saying? He gonna have a steady supply for himself. So what he need to do is get in business with the man who run the store. He gonna have to get in touch with the man who run the store. See if they can't work something out so he don't have to shut his business down. You understand me? But we're not here to talk about the weed tonight, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of those shows going on. We're here to talk about your mindset, all right? We want everybody out there to understand that it's the things you think about and it's the things that bother you the most that'll slow you down in your quest for perfection or success or freedom or whatever it is that you fight in your life or you basing your life on. To be, you know what I'm saying? He got it. There you go. I'm getting ready to lay down. Don't nobody fuck with me. And that's all. I ain't got nothing else to say. You see that light right there? Thank you. You got to want to do something with yourself. You got to put yourself into a position to be better than you've ever been. And it ain't about nobody else. You know what I'm saying? It's not about nobody else. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, we involve ourselves with people that don't want to see you better yourself, like you the way you are. You know what I'm saying? Which is fine on one hand. What do you do when you want to make yourself better? What you do when you want to go from rallies to AutoZone? I don't want to flip burgers no more, man. I want to sell auto parts. Well, baby, I'm about to go to school, learn some shit about some auto parts so that I can get away from the burgers and get into the... Hi, it wasn't AutoZone. How may I help you? You know what I'm saying? It's a totally different thing. And you won't get it if you don't get your mind into condition enough to say, I'm not afraid to try something new. You know what I mean? I listen to Les Brown a lot. What I don't like about Mr. Les Brown is that he always come out and he dance a jig. The whiter the audience, the more he dance and smile and laugh. giggling. You know what I'm saying? That's not how you get my attention, sir. There's no disrespect intended, but stop all that damn dancing jigs and shit when you go out there to motivational speak to those audiences that you have. Look like a sea of powder. Sprinkle with a little bit of pepper. So I understand on one end where you make your money at, but it shouldn't always be about making money. You know what I'm saying? It should be to help uplift the people. Even if you only touch one motherfucker, that to me is success. When you got one motherfucker said, man, you know what, man, I thought about what you said and I tried that shit and it worked. It works because it's true. It's easy to do. It's harder to say than it is to do. But what we do is people, we wait until we get tired of being tired of some shit. I'm tired of being broke. I'm tired of being on crack. You know, they got all these motherfucking programs to get you off dope and all of that shit. You know, none of them motherfuckers work until you get your mind set to get away from all that dumb shit and live a different lifestyle. Because you can't live a different life. You know what I'm saying? You can live a different lifestyle. You only got one life. You know what I'm saying? So you got to choose how you want to live that life. You know what I'm saying? Think about that shit, man. Think about all the dollars we throw away on miles and shells and cups and ice. You know what I'm saying? Charcoal. Think about all that. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with barbecue and drinking and shit. But when you know, okay, let's take for instance, you know, you on a budget. You got food stamps and you work a little part-time job and shit. It don't make no motherfucking sense to barbecue every motherfucking month. You supposed to stock that motherfucking freezer up, stock that refrigerator up, and try to hold on to some shit to the end of the month. Try not to eat that shit up every motherfucking day till it's gone by the 10th or the 15th and you ain't got no more stamps.
And then they need to learn how to cook a meal.
Cook a fucking meal, yeah. Because you can get full, like, with a piece of meat, some rice or some beans, or rice and beans, or some rice and some broccoli with some butter, a little bit of salt and sugar, however you prefer, glass of Kool-Aid.
They couldn't stamp.
They couldn't.
And you need to learn how to cook and make it for the whole month. Man. What they're giving you.
See, if you get your mindset in shape to say, fuck all that Burger King shit every day. I know Popeye's got the deal on Tuesday, so we gonna rock with that on Tuesday night. Okay, but what you gonna do Friday night? Go to shops. And then Saturday night, you ain't gonna feel like cooking. You spend your food stamps. You got all that food in there, but you hustle up $10-$15 and you go to Shark Seafood and you buy a perch dinner. And then you be hungry when you done spent that $20. And then you go in the refrigerator. You gotta wait all night, throw some shit out, so you throw it in the microwave for a real quick second. And then your dinner, which you should have been eating at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, you eat it at 3 in the morning because you went to Shark Seafood.
Just not forget about the next business day, you need gas money.
Yeah, you're gonna need some gas money. But you spend it, and then Sunday morning you wake up, damn, I ain't got no coffee. I ain't got no motherfucking miles. I ain't got no shells in the damn shoe. I ain't got no newspaper. Why the hell did I go to Sharks last night?
Yep, ain't got no money.
Damn, now I got to call my mom. Mom, we borrowed $15. You know what I'm saying? Because you let your mindset, say, we gonna kick it tonight and worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Fuck this bullshit in this scenario. Should be tomorrow. So live for the day.
Yeah, live for the day. And then tomorrow you fucked up. Can't see was that. See, I've been practicing some things in my life the past couple years, and I kind of like way turned it up because I understand that it worked. Now, when I say it, I mean basically deciding for yourself that, hey, man, fuck this dumb shit, you know? That's what I had to do. You know, it was a time when $5 was good enough for me to make it, and I'm a grown-ass motherfucker. I mean, I used to be like, well, shit, I ain't got no job. At least I got $5 in my pocket. But, you know, I think back on those days, and I asked myself, nigga, what the fuck was wrong with you? When you said, as long as I got $5 in my pocket, I'm okay. What about the motherfucking kids? $5 is going to save a lot, get you a loaf of bread, a couple packs of hot dogs and shit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to get no ketchup, no mustard. Still showed on that meal. You better hope it ain't wintertime. Because you got to walk up there because you only got $5. No, you ain't got no gas. And nowadays, you got to pay insurance. So I know you ain't got no motherfucking insurance. And if you ain't got no motherfucking insurance, you can't drive your vehicle. That's if you got one. So come on, y'all. Let's get that mindset shit together. Let's figure out that there's a better way to live. You know? I see people all the motherfucking time just okay with where they fucking living, man. Yeah, it's like not fuck it. Work, no, just living. Just living. They ain't
feel
satisfied
with
that. Happy than a motherfucker.
Not trying to get back
to the morals and values.
Man, not trying to better themselves on nothing.
I'm having drive. Yeah. That mindset. To not just be satisfied with
your own work. Shit, I talked to a motherfucker that lived in the projects. Shit, I've been down there 10 years. Yeah, nothing. Yeah. Too goddamn long.
Yeah. Right.
When the hell you gonna get out of this motherfucker? Right. Blending in.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
I hear motherfuckers always talking about that one person or them few people that laid out in the projects and they driving Benz and Bamers, but for real, they may not be drug dealers and this and that, but they may have a decent job and learn how to save their money and be smart enough to live out there till they stack up what they want to stack, buy my house and get on up out the project. But you paying for a $65,000-$70,000 motherfucking car. It's parked on the motherfucking street.
Right.
It ain't even got a garage.
It ain't even got a garage.
Nigga sitting on your shit rolling weed. You don't even know it because you in the fucking house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Enjoying your air
taking
with your blinds closed.
Taking pictures.
Yeah.
On Instagram in front of your car. Shit.
Yeah,
like
you know.
That.
Motherfuckers is just like, you know, they don't give a fuck.
Like you said, you don't even know.
You don't even know.
You better not piss nobody off.
This nigga's profiling your car.
Scratch your motherfucker.
You don't even know. You know
better not piss nobody off.
Get your mind set.
Especially in a place like this.
He's damn right. They gonna fuck your shit up.
Yep.
I was down the way once, man. I saw him on my way in from work and headed to my daughter's house and shit, and I pull up and I had to stop at the stop sign because I saw this motherfucker come around the corner doing about 40. In a Saturn, little beat up Saturn. And before he hit the four cars, the tree, and the pole that he hit, he tried to regain control of the vehicle, and that's what made him go out of control. Because when he swerved around the corner, he was going too fast, and he couldn't straighten up, and he smacked one car, which made him, you know, hit another one. Then he tried to hurry up and get away, and he turned the corner too fast and knocked this lady's bumper off her Pacifica.
Mm.
which saved him from being in her little house. Then he backed up off the yard and smashed her shit again between a tree. And then he pulled off and hit the pole across the street, tore the front end off that little Saturday, but he kept going. You know what I'm saying? With a carload of people. It was people trying to jump out that motherfucker, but he wouldn't stop.
Hell no.
Fucked up mindset. We got to think about the choices we make. We got to think about the things that we doing, man, because otherwise we're going to be some fucked up individuals. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people think that I'm talking to everybody. I'm just talking to you. And when I say I'm talking to you, feel me, in your motherfucking heart. You ain't got to hear me in your ear. But you feel me in your motherfucking heart, you know what I'm talking about. Because we're going through the same shit. You know what I mean? It comes a point in your life, man or woman or other.
Right. We have to include the other now.
You know what I'm saying? The other.
Damn.
You ain't got to accept it. Right.
They're going to just kick the dough in.
Kick the dough in. Like, fuck y'all.
You're going to have to go ahead and say, I'm here. That's all right. No, you know what? Hey.
Hey, man, I bet you if you put one of their asses out the motherfucking bus one day while you driving down the street, that motherfucker will say, I just play. No, I ain't. I heard that shit on the prison bus once.
I heard that on a comedy show somewhere.
Man, the nigga might have made it, though. He said he wanted to be a comedian. He was just fucked up on the dope, and he kept robbing motherfuckers. He robbed the cop.
Damn, man, that ain't good.
No.
He needed to change his life. See, hopefully he took heed of the opportunity and rehabilitated himself.
Some of us out there get caught up in what I call the strange. You know what I'm saying? We look at some shit, and we're like, man, I want one of those. And then we dream or we visualize ourselves in it. And then that's as far as it goes. And then the motherfucker be like, nigga, I was talking to you. And yo, I just went off in la-la land.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's that strange, man. I was just thinking about myself driving that Benz. But you, shit, nigga, you don't even put 50 cent on a number to try to get the money to buy that motherfucker.
Right.
So you got the wrong mindset.
Either you trying to get gas money or you trying to get Benz money. But you got to remember, in that world, it's just like going to the casino. If you want to hit big, you got to spend big.
That's right.
So that's the name of the game. They're going to draw you in one way or another. I look at it where it's a damn it. If I put a 50 cents on a number, damn it, ain't number gas money to
me. It's gas money. You know, especially if you're hit, you're like, fuck, man, I got a box, man.
That's some gas money. I might have some couple dollars that last me for a couple days.
Play a dollar on a number this time. You know what I'm saying? But it's the mindset, man. It's the way you're thinking. You can't think, shit, man, I'm going to go out here and shovel a couple yards and come on back in, dog. It's cold as motherfucker. And then when you come home, you got your girl, your wife, you got your kid or kids, and they all sitting at you like, how much money you make today, daddy?
Right.
And your woman like, $20? What the fuck that's going to do? You're like, God damn it, it's going to do something?
Right.
Motherfucker, it's six of us in this bitch, and you only got $20? You better get your ass back out there. Why you ain't take the kids with you?
Well, look at it this way. Mindset. Utilize the old syndrome. $20, that's all you got, and you got six people to feed, make a pot of lasagna, some spaghetti, something with substance. You'll make it. You'll survive.
You look at it like this,
but,
man.
I understand
you
what you're saying there, but when you look at the $20, that's $20 an hour. You come back in, get unthawed and everything.
Then you go back out.
Then you go back out, bust out another $20. So you figure within those 8 hours, if you could get $20 on them 8 hours, on how many times you make your trips out there, and making your money. You can make you a few hundred dollars and everything every day. based on what you're doing. Because when you look at a regular job, right, when you go to work on a regular job, you're going to make either $70 to $140 a day.
Right.
All right? Now, from there, if you go out anywhere on the planet, like you said there, people's going to have to start learning to be inquisitive. Understand that if you did fall on a bended knee, that it's now time to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and say, damn, now I'm ready for the race.
Right.
I done gathered enough information laying down here in the mud and everything, whereas all information has been filtered downward. And with all those tools that, like you had mentioned earlier, about having all these programs and shit that's available for everybody, if you take advantage of them,
yeah,
you can reinsert yourself. There's that bullshit shit that they talking about, some of the people don't have the opportunity to rehabilitate themselves. We just seen everybody come to corporate America, which is America, which is what they consider to be the land of free and the opportunity to survey and be whatever you want to be. But yeah, you got to remember, in that process of giving up that social security number and everything, you therefore now become a ward of the state. The government owns you. You are now a productive citizen who has to produce something.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not producing nothing, that means they can't get them damn taxes off your ass.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't get them taxes, what they tell you? What do they do to Wesley? When Wesley called himself, want to jump the fence and shit and say, look, I want to go ahead and divorce myself from America and I don't want a social security number. They said, well, damn, we're going to hit you for fucking income tax evasion because you made all that money in America and you didn't pay no taxes on that money.
Exactly. You can be who you want to be as it is.
But
you got to
get
right.
You got to get that motherfucking money. Now, you got that money, I'm locking your ass up. Now, after you get out, then you can be whatever the fuck you want to be, but you owe me now. Then that motherfucker, they put that motherfucking ass out the window while they was driving into the prison. And then they go, they put a big hole in his ass.
Yeah.
And what shit he can do about it?
Nope.
Man, the goddamn thing. He's sitting there talking about, I should have never listened to that Dr. Shabazz El Mambo.
Right.
You cannot.
Yeah,
you are not an American. You, what motherfucker, what you mean I ain't American? I was born here, you know, maybe about 700 years ago.
Yeah, but here you
somebody got... that was part of our family was, you know, brought over here against our will. You know, some of us fell for the okie doke and was like, hey, they said we can go to the new world.
Right.
And we're eight of us got over here was like, welcome.
Right.
What's your name is?
Right.
What your name is?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta remember all of that. So you gotta think back. You gotta realize where you came from. I crack the fuck up because I be talking to some of the young cats at work, some of them in their 20s, some of them in their 30s, and I say, I do little shit like this.
Oh yeah, you hear the Andy Griffin theme on.
And them motherfuckers don't know what I'm doing. They're like, E, you tripping, man. I'm like, you don't know who Andy Griffith is? Trust me, you know who the Fonz is?
Yeah.
You know who Opie is?
Down on
God damn, what the fuck do y'all do with y'all time?
Instagram,
and stuff fucking guys. I bet you know who Betty Boop is, motherfucker. Because down there, every woman on Instagram got Betty Boop. Some type of post with Betty Boop on it in a little negligee with her legs crossed and her big ass head and her eyeballs. You know, looking up, trying to look innocent.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But they just took one of the O's out and added a P and changed the name from Boop to Bop. And it went from Betty Bop to Betty Bopper. Then they dropped the Betty and they just started calling them Boppers. Then it went from Boppers to Chicken Heads.
Mm-hmm. Now what they call them?
Bitches and Hoes.
No. They ran with a retraction. They wanted to ban that word, but then they let it come back again.
Because Beyonce did the shit. Back down, bitches.
Yeah.
She think everybody want that ugly ass Jay-Z. But he got money. See?
And that's the only reason they want.
That's the only reason they want, because he got money. He can travel from all over the world for nothing.
That is it.
so many people buy his music and this and the other. He got all these businesses. But see, his music ain't selling like y'all think it is.
No, it's not.
It's the other shit that he do with his money.
Yep.
There you go. Now we're talking about
the inquisitive mind. That motherfucker ain't buying no Bentleys and shit.
Into the community and restoring these buildings and everything.
Real estate.
Putting the properties back together for the community. See, when you
real estate don't make you no money until you can buy a whole neighborhood.
And then when you can invest into the community will pay you.
Damn
you
right.
Got to remember, man, when they started out with the project syndromes and everything, and creating what's fired by your throat.
Oh, shoot.
Get your ass on that cuss.
We'll get a new one.
Got a colonel there, man.
Where?
But when they started doing the projects was based on you being in a what they call a protected community, all right, which therefore only thing that you had to do was to be able to live, you went to work, you educated yourself and everything, and you had a low-income housing subsidy to live in. But
right,
you got to remember,
it was a project, man. It was a project to change your mind.
But you got to remember, in the process of doing that, though, we seen the stereotype.
Mm-mm.
The stereotype that was being portrayed.
Here you go, let me tell you something. You don't need that, man. You know what you need? You see that motherfucker building over there? We got you a 3-bedroom condo. Brand new everything. Stove, refrigerator, wash machine, dry.
But what were they labeling the man as? How did they predict the man back in the days? He wasn't up with the pimp, hustler.
He
was beating on the woman and everything.
He
you
couldn't
know,
give it to you.
He was just
so we
he was
give
just
it
the great name the women and everything. He was abandoning the kids and everything.
He can't be there.
The family, right?
All right, and like you just said there, you separate the man from the household. Therefore, the kids don't have no rearing, no upbringing, no structure.
Mm-hmm.
Without the two together, brings chaos. Then, see, a woman can't raise a male, and the male can't raise a female.
It's all one side, man. It's all one side.
When you look at them working together, it has to have the camaraderie of both parties. And the babies, we lost it. We lost 10 years of the syndrome. Then we lost another 15 years of it when they took it back with the crack syndrome. And they thought that that shit was going to filter in and destroy everybody. But, once again, like you had mentioned earlier about those programs, when it affects them, it becomes now a PBS and awareness for the rest of the world to say, this is your brain on drugs and you shouldn't do this shit. But yet, you brought it in to demoralize and suppress one particular race, but it didn't work.
Because
when you look at everybody,
fun.
Not more than everybody
them,
having
hey, look,
fun.
Man, let me tell you something.
Not more than somebody, because look,
real,
when they
them
took
motherfuckers
this shit,
get out that shit, they look like they're having a good old time. Eating on that motherfucking pork rind, 99 cents. That's all they got money for, some pop and chips and cookies early in the morning, smoking that shit. Mm. Hey, let me pull over here. Hey there, buddy. Mm, if you can't get me some of that shit. Who the hell is you, the police? No, I'm smoking with you. All right, well, come on, pull over on that back
well,
corner.
When you look at those syndromes of them Billy Dapping, see, it's, once again, the point I was making there is, by us already being in interracial relationships and a diverse world, we are all in it to win it together. So when one fucking race over here or whoever the fuck over here in this second part of the world is doing this shit, it eventually filters over.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the fucking air up in the atmosphere and shit. If you get a thundercloud, that motherfucker will eventually drift off somewhere else and drop some rain. But yet, when you look at that syndrome going down,
mm-hmm.
the PBS has come aware.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all these drugs and shit has been around from the very beginning and everything. And when you look at everybody all dilly-dapping, some of these kids just take the shit to the next level. Which, not to say that this shit didn't happen back in the days when they call themselves experimenting with the shit.
Man, I remember motherfuckers striking matches and blowing the bitches out and sniffing the fucking smoke. So, you know, when I was a kid, I used to see a lot of that shit. That shit was a trip to me.
Look, man.
What the fuck is that? But I wasn't ever curious enough to try it.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now.
It's a fucking match. And you blow it out and sniff the motherfucking smoke. Yeah, shit. I guess that's why that motherfucker walk up and down Kansas looking like a rail and shit. You know? You're like, damn. He's still alive.
Right. And then he got chopped from that.
Still alive. All right. You got something to do. But I look at it, man. This, you know, I look at it like this, man. Like the motherfucker said about, what state was that up there? We was listening to a video and the motherfucker was saying that it's this one state that you never hear about in the news. And it's the biggest, whitest, most dope, saturated state in the country.
No, I can't remember the name now.
Somewhere out
right now.
And yet they don't have problems. 99% of the population is the other race, and they the biggest motherfuckers consumers of street products. But the motherfuckers get up, they go to work, they hide their crimes, they hide their motherfucking things, and it's not another. But just like you say, when that shit spilled over, I had the theory that it went down like this. Hey, this shit is fucking so much that so many of us up like this. I wonder if it'll work on them. Guess what?
What?
Let's try it.
First of all,
try that shit.
First of all, they knew it would work on us due to the fact that
it was already suppressed.
It was already done to them.
Yep.
So through their own experimentation, they knew what it was. They just didn't know how
somebody
it was going to react.
They asked them.
Wait. Like, hey. They didn't know how the shit was going to react in the African Americans. So now it's time to experiment on them.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, okay, for example, all right, the Mexicans are already at the border talking about something up. Please let us in, and we want to come in and get the $7.95 an hour jobs and everything. We don't give a fuck. We don't want to stand on the side of the road and sell oranges no more. All right? We want to be legalized citizens. But yes, therefore, when you look at the naturalization process, you get what takes place, right? Once you get that Social Security number going, and then you become now a ward of that state.
Hey, you know what they're doing now, though? They're taking motherfuckers from the border, putting them in little camps, and then after a while, they ship them off to some unknown state somewhere.
Right, they slowly filtering them in.
But you know.
They bringing them up north, they bringing them up south, they bringing them east, they taking them west. Look, man.
Let me tell y'all
they
something.
Said,
y'all
got wait.
Two languages.
Oh. So you got to remember. See, if the African Americans refuse to mobilize and educate themselves and become part of the community.
Yeah.
Therefore, you become now a hindrance.
Because they ain't doing nothing but tearing their own fucking community.
Exactly. Now, when you get the councilmen calling the black people hoodlums and thugs, you demoralizing your community.
Yeah.
And it's not more or less just yourselves that you're making looking stupid, but yet you're making the residents of the community look bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because they say no matter how much we keep our black watches going, you damn hoodlums, like the damn councilman said, still come in here and do what you want to do and think that there is no laws or rules or regulations that one must follow.
Man, let me say this. I was thinking, I was watching the news too, and it made me think about this, man. So I got a question to all these black motherfuckers out here. I'm black too, so I'm you know, Hood Talk Radio bitches. Where the fuck? Okay, number one, we all know that the economy's so fucked up that these damn landlords is pretty much gonna let whoever want to move into their houses and can pay their motherfucking rent move in. But why the fuck would you dumbass niggas move into a predominantly white neighborhood, a nice, quiet motherfucking neighborhood, and be sitting and standing all out on the motherfucking porch with your friends and this and that and the other and all day and night and let your little brothers and nephews wild out and shit in front of you and your girl's house while you and your niggas got your weight bench and shit on the front porch and beer bottles every motherfucking where and all your neighbors is complaining to you and y'all motherfuckers talking shit to your neighbors because they white older people and they didn't want your ass on the street anyway. Because of the landlord, they want to lose his motherfucking house. He gave you a chance. And now your ass on the news because two motherfuckers that got killed in your in front of your house.
Yep.
Right.
Decided to kick the hell out of there.
Yeah.
And I don't blame
you. And you motherfuckers won't get mad.
Right.
Hey, you nigga, we can't control what you can't fucking control what goes on around your motherfucking house.
That's right.
Them niggas that motherfucker got killed in front of your house. Came over your house. They didn't go visit none of the white people that lived around you.
Right.
They had never even been over there. Man, this is a nice neighborhood. We're going to come over here and fuck this shit up. And then you got that mindset that them niggas come, oh, man, there's a whole bunch of old rich white folks around here. We could lick this old block. See?
Right.
Where the fuck does that shit come from?
Right. And every kind of people you're dealing with in your life.
Right. Why do you want to rob the damn residents in the fucking community where you live?
Where the fuck you live? You, this is where you live. These my neighbors, man. How the fuck y'all niggas gonna come over here with y'all beatboxes blowing out the back window like these old people want to hear motherfucking Future? They in the house listening to Dolly Parton and shit. You ain't coming down the street blasting Billy Bob Thornton, motherfucker. And even if you was, they asked you to turn that shit down.
Right.
So come on, man. Let's. I know motherfuckers like, man, this nigga talking bullshit. You goddamn right. You fucking.
Not only are we talking bullshit, but yeah, everybody got to start waking up, man, and use some fucking morals and values. Respect each other. See, the respect for each other has seemed to have been gone out the fucking window. The television, everything. Look, for example, take this here. Everything is so.
And
sexual now, to whereas that when you look at the motherfucking butter commercial, it's sexual innuendos in the damn fucking and undertones is all put into the damn selling some butter.
Right.
So when you look at everything that's being portrayed in society, listen, people, look, right now. Like I had mentioned earlier, and I said, look, like we were trying to look at earlier about them landing that satellite on that that meteor out there in outer space and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, everybody's all fucking desensitized and think that the world just evolves around them and there ain't nothing else going on and the world don't like me and I'm just here and I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. You better be paying attention to what's really going on. And start getting your shit together. Because when it comes to the time when they start asking people, are you educated or not? And the ones who are not educated are going to be the motherfuckers that's going to be left behind on the fucking planet. And when the shit get ready to go down, when the shit start to fall apart around here, and they start looking at talking about some of the government supposed to help. No, the government ain't going to help you. Because you didn't want to be part of the government. Not saying that you won't be part of this whatever they want to create and everything, but when you look at the unity that has to be amongst everybody that's going on right now, you need to be plugging in. Education is key. You don't have to be the most brainiac motherfucker out on the planet, but yet you do have to have some type of education and knowledge. You never know. Shit, just imagine. Shit, tapping into your inner resources and shit, you find yourself being the next Einstein. And didn't even know that the shit lied deep down in the core of your motherfucking inner spirits and shit. But yet, by you keeping a closed mind and never ever taking that leap of what we call an opportunity to educate, to explore the unknown. Yeah. It's like when you look at Lost in Space and everything. They didn't know what the hell was going to be on the other side of that warp hole.
Sure did.
They just took a leap of faith and said, well, damn it, wherever it is, we just going to try to keep heading forward till we get to home.
Till we get home.
So when you look at your mentality and your mind, that's what you build on. You see if you can achieve that objective and get to your home base in your mind.
Mm-hmm. You know you got to get that shit in your mind, man. Everything ain't always about motherfucking having fun and turning up shit. Niggas think hustling is down on the corner selling Kuz blunts out of a bag, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that shit is old. That shit
and they
is
don't
old,
even realize the nigga that got the money is gone already.
When they start running commercials on having fucking vending machines with the fucking dispensary for marijuana, the standing on the block shit is dead. That shit is over with. It's done. You could go to a fucking dispensary, put your $5 in there, and get you some shit that is fuck around, take you to damn near Neptune.
Man, if you aim for the stars, even if you miss
it. Why would you not think that they're not going to regulate it if they can control it to the point where they can sell it in the tobacco form under that charter? Whereas it now, if it's regulated and you are within your own dispensary, which we call your home.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. I'm gonna add to that with one piece of understanding that we all gotta face. When the government starts selling weed, okay, there won't be a choice. When
that's
I say there won't
alcohol.
Be a choice, no. You ain't gonna get no bullshit. I don't care if you go buy some diluted shit off the damn grocery store counter. You gonna get drunk. You gonna get drunk as fuck.
Right.
Alright.
But if
so,
you want that real shit, you go pay the top shelf. Just like when you go to the store and you want Patron.
Yeah, you go buy
it. Alright, you buy Patron. You don't buy no damn fucking shit that's called some Two Finger
Victoria.
Right. You don't buy some shit like that. You know what I mean? This shit ain't got
Victoria.
No
Victoria. And it say diluted right on the front. But that's the type of shit you buy at 2 o'clock in the morning when you done ran out and the party done kicked in.
But it only costs you $2.50.
It only costs you $2.50.
And you can get that off the shelf.
Keep the party going. Keep it going.
You don't need it to be that strong either way because it's late.
You know, how much of that shit you got right there, man? Can I buy a whole case?
Right.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning, man. What do you need that much for?
I'm having a party and we out of liquor already.
Mm-hmm. Okay, come around here. Come around here. Don't tell nobody, okay?
Right.
So hey, man, you know, mindset.
But understand the key is education. Education is the forefront. I'm sorry, black people. You know, if you don't step up to the plate, the Mexicans already said that. Listen, the blacks already talking about something. They ain't trying to do the shit. They said, give us an opportunity. Right now, they're already mobilizing their communities. They sure whereas that when they can perform as a community and bring the notoriety, whereas that they can bring money.
Mm-hmm.
When they open up businesses and are a contributor back to the city and everything where they reside, you are now a part of the community.
Hey, man, let me ask you a question. Did you see that? No. This motherfucker just came from a turn and slid sideways and stopped and blew smoke off his tires when his four wheels locked up as he did his little drift move, right? How do a car with anti-lock brake systems slide on the dry road, dry pavement? How you gonna slide like that and kick up some blue smoke off your tires when you got anti-lock braking?
You gotta remember. See, anti-lock braking, that shit make the pedal. Don't it?
Yeah, but you I don't give a fuck how hard you push down on that brake. Them wheels ain't supposed to lock up. For you to do that turn on dry pavement.
Maybe you used the stick.
He could have used the fucking emergency brakes lever. That's right.
All right.
See, I ain't no getaway man. I guess y'all could tell. That's crazy. But it's a mindset, man. Y'all niggas got to get y'all head together. I don't give a fuck if you don't like what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if all you do is sit at your motherfucking house with your boys shoot playing spades all motherfucking day and video. Well, niggas play spades at night.
Video
games. You know, it's video games all day. Tell me, where the motherfucking mailman at, man? I'm ready to go.
Right.
Go, cash a check. Get some weed, get some drink, get some food, come back home, finish the game. Gotta go get the kids from school. Go get the kids from school, feed them, come back home, finish the game. Trying to go get your girl from work. Get up, go get your girl from work.
With that everyday routine, you created numerous amounts of leisure, but yet, therefore, there was nothing productive about the run that will provide for you in the future.
And niggas and trick themselves into believing by sitting at home, being available to go pick everybody up and dropping them off.
No, because you got to remember.
I'm doing my job.
No. They job is that. You got to remember. They
ain't no damn job.
Let me finish. they said, listen, I'd rather go ahead and take a broad who live with Section 8, right? Because she got money, right? I don't have no education, so therefore I can't get no job. But yet, I go ahead and think that I'm Mr. Pimp Man and think that I can keep the thug action going and everything because I think that I'm a baller and I'm selling a little bit something on the side so I keep a couple dollars in my pocket. But yet, now here, I opt out. Remember now, the key is that I opted out of my education to become the full-time babysitter because I get free warm and board, I get a shot of pussy whenever I feel like it, and I get groceries. And I can come and go as it please. Now, when she give me that thunder and lightning, and she, but yet you got to remember, that worked for a moment.
Yeah.
Until the bubble busted just like the fucking economy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the system now, whereas the individuals were in jail for violation of state drug law, the hustlers and shit said, listen, nigga, I can't keep going to jail bailing myself out for a domestic violence. I ain't got no damn hustle money no more.
You know, I ain't never seen so many tatted up niggas working at McDonald's, man, in my motherfucking life. And most of them niggas is great. But like, damn, nigga, you working out here, man. Walking around with a motherfucking apron on.
Because that's all they could get now. You got to remember, when you get ready, to go back in to the corporate world, and you have been in and out of those domestic violence cases and shit, and you done had them old dope cases that was about 10 or 15 years ago, then you still now got all of this shit that you never did take care of. Mm-hmm. You didn't go file for no expungement, which only cost you $50. A nigga can go sell some motherfucking pop bottles and shit and get $50. You can go crush up some fucking cans and shit. You see what I'm saying? And hustle. See, no one takes into consideration the true hustle, what it is, man. The hustlers that I see today, these are some soft ass fucking hustlers. These motherfuckers ain't hustlers. These are what I call peddlers.
Yeah.
Them ain't no fucking hustlers. They peddlers. They go around and they just peddle shit. You see what I'm saying? And that ain't no fucking hustler.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, I tell y'all what. Y'all know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? If you can do anything to make your life a little bit better, you know what I'm saying? Even if it means getting up off your ass sometime and, yeah, going into the motherfucking studio, making going to the studio, putting down a track or two, and then going back to the video game. Sometimes you gotta get your ass up.
Hold on, fuck all that video game shit. Listen, man, video game world is supposed to be what we consider to be an entertainment form. They play the fucking video game shit every day like they smoke a pack of cigarettes.
Like they pay the bills or something.
Like they in major fucking tournaments and shit, you see what I'm saying? If you play the game that fucking much, you supposed to be winning money on that shit. Now, when you look at you trying to...
Me and my niggas be having video game tournaments. That shit don't count, nigga. You ain't buying no house and all that
Let's
shit.
Let's add up shit. The time invested in video game usage versus an individual utilizing that same amount of time and applying that towards their actual studies and career modes of what they were supposed to be achieving, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that amount of time, I bet you, E, I bet you, as they say, it comes to America, I bet you a dollar. That comes to America, skin, that's
trade places,
I bet you a dollar that the time that they invest in 18 months, right? We know how long 18 months is, and for you individuals who've been in and out, know how long 18 months is.
Man.
That when you look at the education that you could have obtained and been ready to apply yourself to your career mode, you would already be in your Fortune 500 mode and ready to achieve your objective. But, yes, you got to remember, in order for you to understand that concept, you got to look at how much time you invest into playing the game every day for 7 days.
Mm-hmm. All right? What a motherfucker got to realize, man, is that ain't going to miss nothing.
That game ain't going nowhere.
That motherfucker ain't going nowhere, man.
But you got to remember, what you will miss and you can never get back is time.
Yep.
Time invested in yourself is the most crucial point in your life as we continue to grow.
Yeah, because you know sometimes it takes time to get a damn door open and shit. If you take your time going in that motherfucker after you took time to get it open, it's going to close on your ass. But you can't fucking be waiting around. Oh, that door open right now. It's going to always be open. You motherfucking lie. Look how long you waited for the door to open, and you stand there and look at it, and then right before it start closing, motherfucking lights start flashing. Closing. But now you want to get your ass up and do something about it. No, that's not the mindset. That's not how you supposed to do that. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know a lot of y'all out there is, you know, uber spiritual and everything, and, you know, God is in control of everything. Well, I got one for you. Okay, we made it God's image. How long do you think it's going to take for your ass to be laying around waiting on somebody to make you better? And then you're going to turn around and be mad at them motherfuckers because they didn't do enough to make you like yourself.
But what if you invest? Time. You invested time coming to listen to someone tell you that you could be better. And you already knew that you could be better. Mm-hmm. But yet, therefore, you needed someone else to reassure you of your own confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out of here.
You don't do shit about it. You just go, well, I need some more confidence, so I'm going to go listen to that motherfucker tell
me. And let me ask you shit for all you spiritualists out there, for all you wanted to go out there, when you listen to the preacher tell you to go take that leap of faith and everything, right? Do you go take that leap of faith, or do you go and do research behind the information that's being portrayed to you?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you go jump straight off that damn bridge?
Well, so, Pastor said that I could do this. He said that I could just go ahead to the end of the bridge and have faith. And when I jump off that bridge, I'm going to open my eyes when I float down to the bottom. Like I got wings. All you do is believe. You can grow some wings and jump off a bridge and ain't nothing going to happen to you. It's in the book. Trust me. Your preacher going to tell you all about it on a Sunday morning. What's up, Al Pauly Jr.?
Oh, man, I called in before folks start trying to bother me and get in touch with me and all that because, you know, we came in for the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting and I said, let me call in this evening and get my weekly dose of knowledge and facts. And I'm just glad you said what you said, man, because there are so many times we listen to what somebody puts out and we don't think to double-check and triple-check it for ourselves. I mean, one thing I can say coming up in the church that I was brought up in is that, wow, the one thing he said right was, don't go by me and what I say. Research it for yourself and look at it. Don't just go by what supposedly wrote in the Bible. If you need to, use some encyclopedias, do some double-checking, triple-checking, and everything like that. Which caused me, even if I had some questions about what was in the encyclopedia, it caused me to this very day to want to write, to go read about who was actually writing that encyclopedia, who was behind it, who's putting the information in, and who was out there before that, quote-unquote,
right.
English language, and who's writing what, and what is their purpose. All of that stemmed from the man saying, don't look at me, think for yourself. And
right.
You don't hear people put it out there like that, because so-called leaders are so afraid that if you think for yourself, eventually you'll outgrow them, because you'll find out, wait a minute, this person is selling me some bull pockets right now.
So
I appreciate what I just came in on, man. This is a great conversation tonight.
Oh, yeah. I tell you for real, man. You know, here's one of the biggest lies that everybody and their mama have been taught. And we don't even know that this is one of those things that when they hear you say it, they laugh at you. Ha ha, you stupid motherfuckers. We do not speak English. We speak American. We speak American. We don't live in England. You know, Hispanic people don't speak Spanish. Mm. Okay?
Right.
They don't live in Spain.
Wow.
The Spaniards speak Spanish. Okay? If you live in Spain and somebody say, where are you from? You say, Spain. So you say, oh, you're Spanish? So what language do you speak? Spanish. Mm. See, a Spaniard don't want to be a Spaniard. He want to be, well, I was born in Spain, but my grandparents were Irish. So he clinged to the Irish side.
Wow.
Black people say my great-grandma was Indian.
Right.
So they cling to the Indian side of them. They don't want to
Come
be
on.
Black.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
We ain't even black people, man. We Americans, damn it. You know what I'm saying? We was born in this country. We understand. We know. We got the knowledge about where our forefathers and our ancients and our foremothers came from.
Right.
We understand that.
But where the hell is the mobilization of the black people that reside
wow.
here in America?
Mm-hmm.
See, you got to remember, like, the Spanish, the Mexicans, the Italians, the Jews, the Slovenians, every damn race has their community in America.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at the mobilization, right, you got to have someone to put the foot on the throat and to keep someone in the penal institution to keep the forefront of the machine going through its grind. Without
Ooh.
That going, shit, someone going to have to be the sacrifice. And if you don't have that type of race that wants to be part of the community and have businesses and be well known in your community and your elders and the kids are educating themselves and going off to college and looking to become something more than what they see themselves around now,
mm-hmm.
there's no such thing as you can't. And once you start subjecting yourself to believe that you can't do anything, then you done lost the race.
Mm-hmm.
They done beat you at the what I call the tricknology. Because if I can fake you out of making you think that you can't achieve, then you will never believe.
Mm-hmm. Here's one that we like to throw out there, you know what I'm saying, at least every week on Hood Tunes and Hood Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? I know Al throw them out there on Man in the Streets. But here's one. Tonight, okay, just came across some random shit and I want to share it with you. In Italy, they make a lot of money off of alligator shoes. The Italians are number one in alligator shoe sales in the world. And yet, have you ever heard of an alligator in Italy? Where do the Italians get the alligators to make their shoes from? They ain't got no swamps and shit like that in Italy, dude.
I get that shit imported in.
Where do the Italians get the alligators to make shoes and purses from?
They important.
But
wow.
it's the shoes.
They
bring
it in.
More.
That's what I believe.
Ain't an alligator in Italy nowhere.
But yet, you got to remember, if I'm about to get it brought in and I'm the only one that's making them like this, you got to remember, man, I'm the best craftsman on the planet. That's just like that damn Hitachi sword and up there that's in Japan and that thing that the Americans have stolen shit and they won't give it back to the Japanese. But they said, we're going to get it back.
Listen to me.
But the point I'm making, when you are the master and can only make that, no one else can make that. You can make some shit close to it. But that ain't it. But when you look at being the master craftsmen of that, man, they got a mass import sector set up, whereas the African coast probably linked straight up to them and everything, and they getting all the best alligators that's around. We just seen the shows when they were
killing
alligators.
You know what you just did, right?
So they're bringing them down from the end.
Hey, man, we're going to put a disclaimer out here right now. Next time y'all hear a puzzle, when this nigga starts giving the answer, tell him to be quiet so you can think. You just got to tell him answer to the question.
The moral.
Oh, yeah. You can't ask the question and get an answer?
I got caught up.
That's how it go down, man.
My fault, Bill.
we always see, you know what, man? That's what it's all about.
That was for my brothers and sisters out there who didn't catch it in the beginning.
They still twiddling their fingers. Now, he said if it was an alligator in Italy. That ain't what he said. He said where did it come from? But the thing is, man, my whole point is to make you think about something. You know, the shit that kind of makes sense, you know. Like, if you shoot for the moon and you miss, at least you're going to land on one of the stars. How about
right.
that?
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Just be careful. You don't go put it, stretch it to the sun. And you have to burn up.
And I don't give a fuck how many languages they tell you they can teach you in a few times. You don't want to land on the Rosetta Stone either. So we can already blow that motherfucker up.
Well, we gotta take the sample first. Now we already landed on it today. Now today is the day we done landed on it, and we're gonna take some samples and shit and see if this bitch is full of granite. And if it is, then damn it, we better get prepared to send Bruce Willis up there.
Yep. Either Bruce Willis or Keanu Reeves.
No. We gotta send a space cowboy. We gotta send Clinton them.
Oh yeah. Clint Eastwood.
They got to go up there and get that damn meter out of here.
Warning, Will Robinson, warning.
Well, hey, society better pay attention because, shit, there's a lot of shit that's going on the planet. And if they don't educate themselves, man, they're going to find themselves left behind.
Mm-hmm.
And damn it, you think that the damn dinosaurs took a bad way out. Just imagine.
Hey, y'all, it's a trillion ways out there. A trillion, that's right, TRILLION, okay? Not trill like they spelling it in hip-hop culture, but trillion, you know what I'm saying? Three times, you know what I'm saying, a trillion. So it's a trillion, three of those, all right? But it's that many and more ways that you can educate yourself with something. If you really can't read, but you can figure out how to navigate through your phone and shit. I picked up an app for my phone, which my little cheap-ass phone wouldn't let me download, learn different languages, and it was free. You know what I'm saying? So if you can download an app to your phone that will teach you how to speak different languages, eventually you'll learn how to read something, because learning to read, man, I'm going to tell y'all something, man, reading is so fucking fun. It takes you to a whole another fucking place, man. It'll make you stop the music you're listening to in your earbuds. You know what I'm saying? And indulge yourself into a state that you couldn't imagine yourself being into. You could get lost in reading a good book.
That's right.
That's just how raw reading is.
Mental
and I'm sorry
stimulation.
That you're mad at the world, because just like she said earlier, you decided to opt out of the educational run, but then in the future, you get around some smart motherfuckers and they laughing at your ass because you standing over there sounding like that dude in Harlem Nights. I'm about to knock somebody fuck out, sounding out words and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? See, when your teacher was telling you, sound it out, everybody in the classroom was sounding it out, what was you like, man, you get your ass up and walk the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. And then you stupid for getting up and walking out. For the simple fact, young folks, listen, understand one thing. The teachers there to teach you. Regardless of your attitude or your animosity or the shit that you're going through at home and everything, it is still your duty to yourself to still get up and go to school and obtain your education. Everybody is supposed to obtain an X amount of knowledge so far as they go and progress through the education year. Now, if you don't do that, and then you think that society is going to stand by and look at you as being a baby or someone who just is not getting it, and we should just take you by the hand and take you over here to the park and walk you around here and talk to you and shit, all that type of shit. Listen, that's what the counselors are for. That's what you have your parents for. That's what they got the people at the rec centers and shit for. You want to go talk to somebody. They got the councilmen and everything. You can even go talk to them. But yet, when you look at you not applying yourself, the main thing is not applying yourself. Just imagine how far the black race could be now today. Martin Luther King stood on the balcony and died for just the righteousness of the black race to be able to vote and have a righteousness for equality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you look at us not being able to have that, over the last 60 years, all that shit's been thrown to the wayside for nothing. So all this I have a dream shit and everybody running around talking about, you might as well go ahead and scrub that shit and go ahead and put Beyonce and Rihanna on TV and let them shake their asses and tantalize your mind, because that's what you used to.
And that's where all motherfuckers is.
And that's where you get caught up at, and then next thing you know, that same shit that you want these bras to do for you are telling you how much money you got in your pocket. And when you say, I ain't got no money in my pocket, and you disrespect me, and you put your hands on them, they're locking your asses up.
Mm-hmm.
A dime a dozen, baby. They taking you off the block so fast, you don't even know what's hitting you. So this is what I call a new crap game.
Mm-hmm.
So now you want to play a game of life and everything, this is the game of life they playing with you. They need somebody to facilitate the penal institution. You don't see too many Jews and white folks in there. So you look at who's facilitating them, same two ones who want to run around and say, you know what, I'm going to get rich or die trying. You go ahead and you don't have to fight back. Because they ain't going to kill you. Roads and highways, my goodness.
Man, what you know what?
Labor force that can go from one end of this country to the other end through our roads and highways. Just imagine when you bring the labor force. Now, this is a re-entry back into the whole society. Now, just imagine this. You got people that's working now already in the institutions. They're already learning a trade in the skill. So when you look at these carpenters and these plumbers and these electricians and shit, where for them to go. Bridges and roads and highways leads to all of our states.
McDonald's job. We need to get niggas out of that. That's what that's them. That's what they're doing. Why the hell do they have
the manager. Right. And there's some kid that just graduated from high school. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gotta understand that it's a thing, the way you have your mind. See, we have dials, our brain, and every now and then you must look and see where your dial is set and have the courage to go reset.
Right.
And click that bitch once up past where it already was and see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Check that shit out, man. See what the fuck happens. Now, we got 5 minutes left to go on the show. Y'all know we're here every Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. It's your boy, E-Max, the Image.
Jeez.
Right here Cleveland, Ohio, man. Hood Talk Radio on the Wednesday night. Now, on Friday and Saturday night, we got Hood Tunes Radio. You know what I'm saying? It's all the same number from 8 to 10 p.m. And on Monday nights, we got Al Porter Jr.'s Man in the Street from 9 to 10 p.m., same phone number. Now, every other Tuesday, we have the Elder Speak Show, you know what I'm saying, so duly titled until they decide to change it, but they be so busy, you know what I'm saying, feuding, I'll say, you know, about what's right and what's true. So it don't never, it, shit don't change, the story don't change, man. It's always been the same shit going on forever. They from the 50s and the 60s, okay? We from the 60s. They from the 40s and the 50s. So they like, you know what I'm saying, 20 years are our elders. So it's like the conversations that they have, I'm like, damn, these are the same ones we having right now. You know what I'm saying? So it's a good show to listen to. It's on every other Tuesday. Right here on Blog Talk Radio from 7 to 8 p.m. And I swear you'll be cracking the fuck up because I always do. And I'm the producer of the show. I just sit, I'll leave the damn studio to go and sit in my own little private room and listen so I can laugh without laughing in their fucking faces because it's hilarious. Entertaining, informative, but it's the delivery, is how they bring the information that makes it just off the chain, man. So it's still every other Tuesday, and this Tuesday coming up is the third broadcast, man, and y'all got to tune in. It is a lively show, I must say. At 646-478-0944, man, you will have a good time just listening. This your boy, E-Max. We got Cheese and Teresa in the house. Broadcasting live as Hood Talk Radio on a Wednesday night. We had Al Porter join us for a while. You know what I'm saying? Al Porter be out there. So y'all see him, you know what I'm saying? You know what it is. So we want to thank everybody out there that listen online. You know, that choose a call sometime. That's cool, too. Thanks to all my little Facebook friends and family out there that will, you know, blow me up after the show is over. I appreciate that. So y'all continue to listen. If your mind tells you to lay down and go back to sleep, man, say, man, fuck that shit. I got to get up and do something. Not get up and do something stupid or illegal, but get up and do something progressive. You know what I'm saying? Progressive. Being productive is one thing, but if you ain't progressing, you ain't doing nothing but wasting your time. So let's do something progressive, man. And don't be afraid to take on a challenge.
There you go.
Like you might have to buy a bus pass and ride 3 buses in the winter to make $18 an hour as opposed to walking around the corner to make it. All right? Fuck that $7 an hour job, man.
That's right. Shoot, go for the stars, baby. Go for the stars. Shoot, you need that 14. Moon, 14
nigga.
And above.
Uh-huh. And you're right.
There you go.
This your boy, man. Even Max got Cheese on the side, and we up out of this talk radio. We don't.